Hello, this is Cal Banyan. I'm the CEO and supervising hypnotherapist at the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. I am also the co-author of the popular book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, available through Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, as well as through our website. To see a full explanation of the use of the 8-word hypnotic induction, visit our website at www.hypnosiscenter.com and click on Free Hypnosis Articles. You will also find information and news on the topic of hypnosis, including hypnosis scripts, books, videotapes, audiotapes, CDs, and DVDs. This hypnotic induction should only be used by a professional hypnotist or hypnotherapist trained in managing hypnosis sessions safely and ethically. Whenever you use a hypnotic induction of any kind, it is important that you have a willing subject who's ready to follow your instructions. I recommend that you give them a pre-talk where you inform the client that hypnosis is safe and discuss any terms that you plan to use that your client may not be familiar with, at least in the way that we use them in hypnosis. For example, in this induction, the word sleep is used. It is best if you tell your subject that you will use the word sleep, but that you don't mean normal, natural sleep, but rather it is shorthand for close your eyes and go deeply relaxed as if you were asleep. Every instant induction of this kind consists of 4 parts. First, you must get and focus your subject's attention. Next, you must give them a surprise which startles them a little. Next, third thing, you must give them the one-word suggestion, sleep, in an assertive or authoritative tone. And fourth, then you must instantly deepen the hypnotic state, or your subject will quickly emerge. The 8 words used in this induction are press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep. While you're giving the instruction to press on your hand, take the subject's hand and place it on top of your outstretched hand. Then immediately say, close your eyes. As soon as your client closes her eyes, pull your hand out from underneath her hand and say, sleep. Caution. If your subject or client is sitting up or standing when you conduct this induction, she may fall forward, and the hypnotist is responsible for keeping her from falling. It is best if this induction is used in a recliner so that the subject does not fall. In this induction, the word sleep needs to be followed by instructions for deepening. It is best if the induction sounds like one sentence, which includes the deepening instructions. The whole induction and a deepening technique might go like this. Press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep, and go loose, limp, and relaxed, continuing to go deeper and deeper relaxed with every gentle breath that you exhale. And as I count from 1 down to 5, just continue to go deeper, etc. All of the instructions that follow the word sleep are for deepening the hypnotic state. Additional deepening can be conducted if required for the work you plan to do. For more information about hypnosis and hypnotherapy, including a schedule of courses for self-hypnosis, hypnotherapy certification, and advanced training in hypnosis, please visit our website at www.hypnosiscenter.com. You may also call our office at 800-965-3390, or if you're in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, you can use 763-785-3390. Hope you've enjoyed this presentation, and we hope you'll return to our website many times. Thank you. This is Cal Banyan, board-certified hypnotherapist and certified instructor.